sign language. I'll close this talk with a little look at some Hawaiian cultural hints that appear in the native Hawaiian language in Hawaiian Bible and the Baibala. Laura Green, whose father was a Sandwich Islands missionary, the Reverend Jonathan Green, wrote a paper about this in 1939. It was published in the Friend newspaper. And Laura pointed out that the Hawaiian word ha, the breath of life, as in aloha, is used in the verse from Genesis 2:7, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And in John 20:22, ha is used when Jesus breathes upon his disciples and says, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Green notes that in Hawaiian culture, the master of any art passes his own skill to a favored pupil by breathing into or passing spittle into the pupil's mouth. Now another place in Psalm 61 is where David speaks of trusting in the cover of God's wings. The Hawaiian word kano'o is used, meaning resting under the protection of. In Psalm 90, verse 1, it tells of a pu'ahonua, a place of refuge, in the place of the English biblical phrase, dwelling place. And another crossover from Native Hawaiian religion based on the kapu system appears in 2 Corinthians 12:9. There, "my strength is made perfect in weakness" is translated and used the word mana for strength, mana being the Hawaiian word for power, a word that conveys the indwelling of divine power. In addition, Ms. Green, in a careful reading of the Hawaiian Bible, even turns up seafaring terms. The Hawaiian canoe sails in the Hawaiian Bible, too. In James 3:4, the small rudder of a big ship becomes the steering paddle of a large canoe. I hope you found these little anecdotes interesting here at the as we mark the bicentennial of the arrival of the missionaries in Kailua Kona. Hopefully I can speak to you in person in the near future over in Mokuaikaua. And meanwhile, you can go to my website, obokaiah.com, obokiah.com, to find updates on my new book, Preparing the Way. And it is available from Logos Bookstore in Honolulu if you go to their website and call them up. They have several dozen copies, and they can help you acquire a copy. So for now, God bless and persevere and endure. And aloha ke akua from Chris Cook.